Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
When it comes to studying the evolution of mating behavior, the species of choice for Dr. Bill Cade is the cricket. Not only is Dr. Cade the president of the University of Lethbridge, he's also a world-renowned developmental biologist. In 1970, he discovered there's a parasitic fly that listens for the mating song of the male cricket. Then the fly homes in on the cricket, deposits its eggs, and the larvae feed on the cricket until it dies. For some reason, this ever-present danger has not bred singing out of male crickets.
Males have a calling song, which is the rhythmic one we associate with summer evenings that attracts females. They have an aggressive song, which they use when they fight with other males. And they have a courtship song, which sounds like a very soft rustling of leaves, which they use once they've actually touched a female with their antennae and that entices her to mate.
Female crickets listen with ears that are located near their knees, evaluating the males by the quality of their songs. Dr. Cade believes these observations are helping biologists better understand why, when it comes to mating, males in the natural world are competitive and females choosy. Thanks today to the University of Lethbridge. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.